Okay. Welcome to Ferocious Truths, Episode 1. Okay. They made me do it. Didn't want to go there, but it's bigger than me. Let's talk about Lady Liberty. You know, that famous French chick in New York. At the bottom of the statue, it says, or it should say, "Bring me your tired, poor, and wantonly racist." Every immigrant group on the planet dreams of riding the train of open racism and oppression. Black people didn't come through Ellis Island and were certainly not welcome to liberty. Yeah, that's right, I said it. Immigrants come to America and gorge themselves on the fruits of Caucasian bloodlust, raping, lynching, and enslaving. These Neo-Americans continuously vent their insidious nothingness on American blacks. They came with nothing and contribute nothing but misery. There's got to be more to life than this. They also over-police, underserve, and falsely accuse in a unified declaration. See, we hate niggas too. Let us in. Well, I say, close the borders until we clean house. We have enough trash to deal with without importing more. And I said that too. There needs to be more to life in America for black people than this. We marginalize black women who are economic clinicians and bring forth life. We are lyrical musicians singing truth and sentenced to decomposition for having ambition and wanting more. We're going to have more in life than this. You know what? We're done with the imposition of a fate not chosen, a hateful exhibition of what we are relegated to be. I am a fertile persimmon, never forgiven for rejecting the lies of abolition while escaping freedom's prison. And let me say this again. We will have more in our lives than this. I've had it. Caucasian bloodlust, insidious nothingness, in prison, fertile persimmon, never forgiven, asking permission, fake abolition, eternal decomposition, prohibition, unholy exhibition, inevitable collision. I have created more in my life than this. Welcome to the Mimi-verse.